Welcome to the Everything You Want to Know About 10-4 Energy Drink with Colleen Edwards and Roger Drummer, recorded Wednesday, November 19th, 2014. I would now like to turn the conference over to Colleen Edwards, Director of Sales of Neekin North America.
Well, thank you.
Starting.
Okay, we are starting. As you can hear, welcome to the Neekin call this evening. We're going to talk about our brand new topic, a brand new new nutritional called Kenzen 10-4. And we're excited to have, if you're new on the call, you've never been on a Neekin call before, you've been invited guests, people who are just listening to us for the very first time, we welcome you. This is going to be a fun call. You're going to thoroughly enjoy yourself. We welcome you to this, and we hope you get some information. Some of you might not even know why you're on this call this evening, but you will soon find out, and I'm sure by the end of the call, you will want to have or try some of this incredible product that we have just launched. I have a really great guy that's on the phone with me tonight, and I have to say he is awesome. A lot of you on the phone that have known and been around Neekin for a number of years know him. His name is Roger Drummer, and Roger is a master tonic Chinese herbalist and certified nutritionist, and again, he's traveled throughout the United States lecturing. He's traveled throughout the world, actually. It's not even the U.S. I would say he's been everywhere and has some really great stories to share with us about some of his travels, being a spokesman for nutrition and as a Chinese herbalist. His experience ranges from formulating personalized tonic herbs and nutrition programs for over 30,000 clients to creating nutritional supplement product lines himself. He teaches courses to the public on health and nutrition training and apprentices in the art of herbalism. So Roger has just now moved to Las Vegas and living the big life over there, and he's a published writer. And again, he's a great public speaker. And we've just launched this brand new product. We call it the 10-4 energy drink. It's real energy, pure delight. We launched this about a month ago, and it's been an amazing product. It wakes up your body, your mind in a very healthy way. It's got real ingredients, including that of nature's own energy drink, organic matcha, green tea, and very nutrient-dense superfruits of New Zealand kiwi. So whether it's 10 a.m. or 4 p.m., you're going to experience up to 6 hours of energy, feeling a supercharged, and you're going to be ready to go mentally and physically. So this is really the energy drink with a difference. It's got the nutritional factor. So I'm going to throw the call over to Roger because he is the guy that knows everything about this. He's had the products now. He's been tried them. He knows what's in it, and he's going to explain why we all need to have 10-4 energy and what the difference is between what we're taking, what we're sharing with the world versus what's out there presently. So this is going to be fun. We're going to enjoy this. And oh, he just told me prior to the call that he actually has got a great story, and I want to remind you about this, Roger, but he used to be the herbalist to Ron Wood with the Rolling Stones. So we've got a rock and roll Roger here that's has a great Japanese tea story about the Rolling Stones. So over to you, Mr. Roger Drummer, experienced herbalist extraordinaire.
Okay, thank you. Well, you know, it's going to be a fun call because I'm talking about one of my favorite nutritionals in the entire world. And if I had to take one antioxidant, it's really kind of a toss-up. There's so many amazing ones, but I have to tell you, I don't know what I would do without green tea. And I've been using it for, gosh, at least 10 years that I can remember, and it's something I have every single day. And I say that it's the most important because there's probably not an antioxidant that has such a wide range of activity in your body than the one that's in green tea. And it's fascinating to me that you can get it so many ways. You can just make tea bags. You can take drinks like 10-4. You can get it in supplements or
Roger? Roger?
Losing me? Hello?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on.
He's just gone to get himself in a better place. So hold on, everybody. So.
Hold on, I'm changing my phone thing.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Well, we will get back to that. We do know that, hello? Are you there?
Back.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sounds good. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So your favorite
I'll try not to move. I'll try not to move. Everybody can hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, green tea is one of the few antioxidants that has an effect on almost every single level of your health. And people will find this a little fascinating, but not every antioxidant you take can have an effect on just inflammation anywhere in your body. Especially when it's from an herb, which green tea is an herb, most antioxidants have an affinity for one system. Like ginkgo has an affinity for your brain. It's really good for your eyes. A little bit for your heart, but not much else going on in your system. There's different antioxidants. Resveratrol is an amazing thing, but it still does most of its amazing activity in your brain. Astaxanthin, you know, different things like that has a real amazing affinity for your eyes and general inflammation. But green tea, there's never been as many broad range studies on an antioxidant as there has been on green tea. It's been shown to, as an anti-cancer nutrient and a cardiovascular nutrient. It slows general aging, reduces cholesterol, can be used to reduce high blood pressure. And it even stabilizes your blood sugar, and it plays a role even in Alzheimer's disease. So, I mean, can you think of anything that actually has that broad range of an effect? And one of the reasons for that is the primary antioxidant in it called EGCG, which is one of the most confusing names you ever want to think of, but it's the name of the polyphenol, which is in green tea. And that particular polyphenol, oftentimes is taken out, concentrated, put into caps. But what's amazing about a product like this is that it's actually still bound up to the actual plant that it's in. And in my opinion, when you can get an herb that actually still retains the energetic properties of the herb itself and has the antioxidant, it has a much better acceptance to the body. It's not seen as harsh a chemical, and it's better absorbed into the system. And that's what you're actually getting with matcha tea. Now, if you're not familiar with matcha tea is actually a ground up green tea. This is the only tea that's actually made that way. In other words, what they take is a plant, and matcha, by the way, is even grown different from other tea. Matcha is a plant that when it gets within maybe 3 to 4 weeks of harvest time, they actually cover the plant, which causes it to grow all these brand new shoots, little fresh shoots. It's almost like a sprout. You know how jade greenzymes is made out of barley sprouts? It's that first 3 or 4 inches of grass that grows up out of the ground and they harvest it right away. It's the same thing that happens with matcha tea. It's the youngest, brightest, newest part of the plant that goes into making matcha tea. And when they take that, they actually steam it a little bit. And they do that because tea naturally ferments when you harvest it. And you don't want that to happen with matcha tea because matcha tea wants to retain its bright green coloring and all its nutrients. So they lightly steam it and it stops the fermentation process. And then it stays in this state where they now use it for things like, it's the tea that's used in Japanese tea ceremony. So they'll grind it up in a pestle and then make a frothy tea and serve it. Well, they can only do that because of the growing process allows it to be in that state and to retain its nutrition, but also because they've stopped the fermentation process. And if you're not familiar with tea, just to give you an idea of what that means, all tea comes from one plant. It's called Camellia sinensis. But if you look at tea on the market, what do you see? You see jasmine tea, you see oolong tea, you see black tea, you see white tea, you see green tea. Well, what is the difference in all of that? And then you have matcha tea. Well, the difference is that they ferment them all. And it's the stage of fermentation by which they stop the fermentation that determines what tea that will become. So with matcha tea, they stop it completely. It doesn't become anything else. It's just matcha, really bright green tea that has that really sweet, mild taste to it, right? They ferment it a little bit more and it comes out as something they call white tea. They ferment it a little bit more and you have green tea. And then you have different shades of green tea. And then if you ferment it even longer, you get oolongs and you get black tea and you get all these other teas. Each fermentation process destroys some of the nutrients in it and makes it less nutrient dense. That's why black tea doesn't have as much nutrient per the weight of it as white tea, green tea, or matcha tea, but it has more caffeine because the fermentation process concentrates it or shrinks it down into a tea that's much more condensed and has much more caffeine. And so that's the whole processing part and why it's so important that with matcha tea, you don't let it ferment at all. So that way it retains all of its chlorophyll, it retains all its naturally occurring vitamins, it retains all its physical energy to that product, is all preserved because they've stopped the process completely. And that's what keeps it in its green state. And then the other great thing about having that tea in the state that they condense it in is that they have, it's not a tea that the caffeine has been highly concentrated in, like a black tea. The black tea will have usually twice as much caffeine as matcha tea because they've, again, it's went through that long fermentation condensing of the actual tea leaf, right? So what you get with matcha tea is you get this natural caffeine level that's in the plant right when you harvest it. And the beauty of that is that green tea caffeine by itself in its natural plant state reacts in the body completely different from a black tea or even from a tea that's made with, or a product that's made with synthetic caffeine. If you look at every energy drink on the market, if you're looking at, I won't name them because people don't like their product name, but all those things that come in a can, if you look at all those products, they're all made with synthetic caffeine. And the reason, there's a couple reasons for that. One is that synthetic caffeine is really extremely cheap. It's just made in the lab. The other one is that when you add it to it, it doesn't take much room up in the formula. But the real reason is that it gives you a quicker jolt as opposed to natural tea. Now, a lot of people will be sitting there going, well, how can that actually be possible? It's just caffeine, right? Well, I can honestly tell you, I had to learn that lesson myself the hard way because I was making a product for a company years ago. It was like 8, 9 years ago. And I decided I was going to make it all natural for them. And I ordered 50 kilos. It was a huge drum of green tea caffeine. In other words, it was caffeine, 99% caffeine extracted from green tea. And so when I got it in and I made their product for them, they didn't like it. Because I didn't know that green tea caffeine, even if you take it out of the plant, has a much milder, slower effect in the body. And it has this other nutrient mixed in it called theanine, which I'll get into a little bit, which is in our 10-4 drink, right? Naturally occurring amounts of theanine, which is an amino acid that only occurs in nature in green tea. And what that amino acid does is it calms your mind, right? In fact, this is where you get that thing where people say when they drink tea, they get zen mind or they get what they call tea mind. What they're actually saying is that they're awake and yet they're very calm. It's not like a jagged energy. So I didn't know that. I made this huge amount of investment in all this stuff and gave it to them. and I had to throw the whole thing away and go buy some synthetic caffeine because they wanted a big jag, right? So that's how I learned about green tea caffeine. It completely metabolizes different from caffeine that you get from other sources. But most sources, just so you know, and all those cans, are all synthetic. It's all made in the laboratory. So now you get this nice lift. This is why when you've taken the 10-4, everybody out there that's taken it can tell you this, that they get this slow lift. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes, usually, for you to really fully start to notice that you drank something for energy, right? And the advantage of that is that because it's just slowly metabolizing in your system, you get this lift of energy, and it's not a huge peak, and it lasts much longer. And when it fades out, it's something you hardly notice. It's such a gradual kind of shortening in its effect that you don't really even know when the drink is worn off because it's just a natural little upswing and a natural flow of energy. And that's really the beauty of getting natural caffeine as opposed to something that's unnatural. Now, the other thing that you have to realize the difference even between this and coffee is that, and a lot of, you know, let's face it, everybody drinks coffee. And if you're a coffee drinker, you might say, well, I didn't notice the big rush, you know, or I didn't get the big energy like a cup of coffee. Well, that's probably true. But the reason that you do get that big rush out of coffee isn't really because of just the caffeine in it. Coffee has many, many other things that cause your liver to dump stored energy. In other words, your liver stores something called glycogen. It's your blood sugar that it, its job is to slowly let that leak out over time of the day to give you sustained energy. Well, with coffee, it just dumps. You know, it just flushes your liver and you get this big rush of not just energy from caffeine, but it's from your blood sugar that you're, that stored energy reserve you're supposed to have for the rest of the day. So you miss that with matcha tea. So if you're a heavy coffee drinker and you're trying this, give it a little time to notice how subtle and gentle it is and how it sustains all day long. It doesn't do that. It doesn't have that same effect of moving your liver so much and having it dump all its energy. So one of the other fascinating things and one of the reasons why I originally got into studying green tea was years ago when I got involved heavily in studying memory and issues with memory and Alzheimer's and you know, all the issues related with aging and memory. And what I found fascinating about green tea is that the active ingredient in it, which is the EGCG, the polyphenol antioxidants in green tea, actually works as something called an acetylcholine sterase inhibitor. And if you're not familiar with that, that is an enzyme your brain produces to clear out excessive amounts of acetylcholine in your brain. So what that means is that acetylcholine is the neurotransmitter that speeds up your brain. It's responsible for how fast you can process information. So if your brain is fully active with acetylcholine, you're processing things just high speed, kind of like when you're in your 20s. You remember in your 20s, you were just like a little computer. You could look at 10 things at once and you could process information. Well, that's because the speed of your brain was at its peak function, and that's due to acetylcholine. So where the whole awareness came in about acetylcholine sterase is because they realized most people with Alzheimer's have a lack of acetylcholine. In other words, their acetylcholine producing part of their brain is not functioning properly, so they have very low levels. Now, acetylcholine, besides the fact that it speeds up the process in your brain of just processing information, it speeds up how fast, like a computer, it's the speed by which you process everything. Besides that, it's what allows you access to memory and laying down a memory and pulling that memory back up. So as we age, we tend to have less of it. So with Alzheimer's, because they don't have much of this nutrient and they're having trouble accessing and laying down memory, they created a drug which was simply an acetylcholine sterase inhibitor. In other words, it inhibited the enzyme so that the acetylcholine in your brain higher level. Well, the interesting thing about green tea and why I went into this is that they've proven that green tea works better than the drug they've actually made to be an acetylcholine sterase inhibitor that they give people with Alzheimer's. So
really?
Think about that. So when you drink green tea, you actually enhance the amount of acetylcholine in your brain because it frees it up from being taken out of your brain too fast. And so not only that, one of the main things that they relate Alzheimer's to, and they're, well, the same thing they relate, you know, heart disease to and cancer and all these high blood pressure to is excessive inflammation, right? And this antioxidant can make it into your brain. So it's working on two levels. It stops the excessive loss of the nutrients you need to make your brain work faster, and it actually protects your brain and removes some of the inflammation that's naturally occurring in your brain for processing energy in the first place. So that's one of the reasons why I got so fascinated with green tea years ago and why I use it so much. And again, one of the added benefits of this, for memory issues, since I'm talking about that now, is the fact that not only does it have that anti-inflammatory component, and it helps you to conserve your acetylcholine, Nikan has actually combined two of the essential vitamins you actually need for your brain to work in the first place, and that is the B6 and the B12. Things that a lot of people like B12, it's been associated with memory issues and memory diseases for a decade. It's also a nutrient that a lot of people that eat a vegetarian diet or on a plant-based diet don't get very much of. And so they've enhanced this brain activity of this tea by adding those two vitamins to it. And then the other beauty of having your tea in the matcha form, the fact that it's just a powdered leaf and they haven't processed it and they haven't allowed it to ferment, that it can retains all of its chlorophyll activity. You know that nutrient that makes jade green thyme so bright green? That's the actual chlorophyll level. That's that nutrient that's such a powerful detoxing nutrient to your system is actually retained in matcha tea. And so you're getting this broad little range of nutrients into this little drink now that you can use as a substitute for all those nasty products that are out on the market and get an instant type of boost of energy from it. So what you've done, what I love about this is that it's natural, it's an instant boost to your energy, and it's in a form that won't stress your system out, and it's actually considered to be a great little brain tonic in and of itself. Now when I saw this, just so you know how my mind works, when I saw this product, what did I immediately do? Because this is just the way I think. Is how can you actually incorporate this with all your other stuff? How can you actually use this to its greatest benefit? And you know that product, excuse me, that Nikan already has, amazing products for what? For weight loss. You have the KGB.
Yeah.
You have that, the product, excuse me, I'm getting a little dry throat here. I'm in Vegas, it's so dry here in the desert. I know most of you are experiencing a snowstorm where you leave, and where you live, and I want you to know.
Yeah.
I want you to know that.
What I'm going to do, everybody, at the end of this call, just while Roger's reconnecting, I want if you have some questions, we're going to open the lines, but also, there's probably enough people on the line tonight that have experienced the 10-4, Kenzen 10-4 energy drink, and if you have a great testimonial or a product testimonial or how you're using the product, we would love to hear from you as well. So we're not going to stay on the call all night, but when we have some time at the end of this call, we're going to open it up to testimonials, how you're feeling about
back.
It, as well as some questions. Yay! You're back.
Hey, what I was saying is that there's also one of the first things I thought of when this product came out was how amazing it would be if you took a few mental clarity when you drank your tea.
Yeah.
Now think about that. You have this product that's got green tea extract in it. It's got cordyceps, which is amazing for your adrenals. And, you know, in Chinese medicine, your adrenals is really the energy source for your brain. It functions of supplying your brain to this channel of actually energizing your brain. And you might think that sounds a little odd, but can you remember the last time you were exhausted, how hard it was for you to put thoughts together? So it has this, it has tyrosine in it, ginkgo. It's really an energy drink complement, supplement to the 10-4. So if you're using that product, or if you're not, I suggest you maybe get a bottle of that and take 2 or 3 caps along with your 10-4 and see how you like the effect of that. I would have to say that that's probably more nutrients in a few caps of that than 3 or 4 cans of any energy drink out on the market. So that's one way that you can incorporate other products into it. With the KBB, you know how everybody has this amazing effect of losing weight and regulating their system. You could actually dump it right into the shake itself, and it wouldn't alter the function of that product. It would give you even a more sustained energy because you'd be digesting it with a protein powder. And you have this other effect of green tea of actually boosting your metabolism. This is one thing I haven't mentioned so far, but, you know, there's so many diet products out on the market, it's hard to even keep track of them all. And usually the ones that are the most heavily advertised are the ones that don't work, just so you know that. And so, it's kind of funny how that works, but the ones that are most heavily advertised don't work. In fact, there's one on the internet now that they're insinuating that Kobe Bryant and all these other people use it. So right away I know that they don't. They're actually a company in the Bahamas that are using people's names. It'll take them at least 3 months to shut them down, right? So it's all a joke. So that's how the diet market works, just in case you're not familiar with it. So, but green tea is actually one of the only few substances that has proven clinical trials to boost your metabolism and actually cause you to burn more calories on the same exact diet as saying two people are on the same exact diet. If one of them is having green tea, they will burn more calories for energy than the person that's not doing it. It's a known fact. And so if you can incorporate that, you only have to do it at the same time with your KBB, but if you can incorporate that at some time during the day, then you would be boosting your metabolism and burning extra calories when you're on that protein diet to lose fat and to burn calories anyway. So it can be used to basically enhance just about anything. This is the thing I love about green tea and why I've always had it in my system is that it has such a broad range of an effect that, and I can get it from different sources, that it's just such a complement to about any other thing that you actually do. And there's not many things that you can say that about with other antioxidants. Most of them are pinpointing one simple thing, right? And I mentioned this a little earlier, but I want to go into it a little bit so you understand this. Most antioxidants are more of a pinpoint for one aspect of your health. Yet green tea is not like that. You know, being an herbalist, a Chinese herbalist for the last 20-some-odd years, I would even give green tea to people who were sick because when I added it to the lung formula I gave them in Chinese medicine, the lung formula worked better. It helped you clear out stuff in your lungs. When I gave it to them with the sinus formula worked better. There's all kinds of research showing just drinking green tea a couple times, they activate certain white blood cells of your immune system to ward off colds and flu. So there's just so many different ways you can use green tea as a medicine, and green tea is just a nutrient to enhance any part of your life. And this is why, you know, like with athletes, if you introduce this to athletes, that they can get a boost of energy, a more of a natural slow outlet of energy during a workout, which won't leave them as worn out or depleted the next day when they do it. And this is an important concept to understand with athletes. if you overstimulate an athlete to get a workout done, their adrenals often overamp and release too much energy, and then the next day they're drained and they just don't recover. And this is why people don't make gains in their exercise program when they're doing too many stimulants and too many things that boost them for their particular workout. Because if you raise your energy falsely too much, the body never recovers the deficit you created by doing the workout on top of it. And with things like green tea and with 10-4, because you get a slower one, you're not getting or forcing the body to have such a release, and then you're not having such a debt to make up the next day. What you've done is created a debt that you can make up with other supplements, your protein drinks, your sleep, your multivitamin, things that are natural, can supply the body with what it needs to actually recover, with, because you didn't create such a huge debt in your energy by overstimulating yourself.
Ooh.
Now, Colleen, when did you want to open it up for questions? Because I noticed
I just wanted to ask you one question for me about how the nutrient-rich kiwi fruit plays into this as well, because it's got the vitamins and minerals I'm not familiar with. That, you know, I know it's one of the super fruits, I think, out there, but it also has that that product in our in this energy drink.
Well, Dave, I have to repeat this for Dave. She wanted to know how the kiwi fruit played into the whole thing. Well, kiwi fruit, I don't know if don't buy that very often. I have to have it in my house a lot because I have a daughter who just loves the stuff. And so, and so I've actually learned how to even peel it. but kiwi fruit is one of those very nutrient dense fruits that has a high level of vitamin C and naturally occurring minerals and vitamins in it. So when you make a concentrate out of that to put it into a drink, what you're doing and what it's almost like the big plus of adding a fruit like that to a drink is that you're enhancing or giving your body all the little trace elements it needs to process energy. You know how I talk about the B6 and the B12 actually helps your body or your brain process, your brain work better? It's because all these little trace elements in a super fruit like kiwi and the B6 and B12 actually help you metabolize all the other nutrients you get from certain foods in your diet. It helps you metabolize even chlorophyll. It helps you metabolize the proteins if you drank it with a drink. Because all those things act as coenzymes in your system and helps your body actually function on an energetic and enzymatic level. In other words, these trace elements are what your body uses to make enzymes to actually process and make energy and do all the functions in your system. And it just so happens that kiwi fruit is one of the most nutrient-dense fruits you can get. It's almost like a cross or a mid range fruit between a berry. You know how berries are, like raspberries and blueberries, are considered the highest, most potent antioxidants, right? And then you consider things like apples and peaches. Well, they do have nutrients. A lot of it's in their fiber. But before you get off into there, right after berries, you have things that are really dense, like kiwi. Kiwi is just a very dense super fruit and much more nutrients that you'd ever find in apples, peaches, or any of those other things. So it just adds this level of nutrition that allows the process of making energy to happen much easier.
Awesome. Okay. So I guess we could open up the line now, I guess. Roger, is that what you want to do?
It is, Dave. They're going to open it up for questions now. So.
Yeah. So we'll open up some questions. We got two calls going on one side. Dave Johnson's got a call going on, and we've got our call. So their call tapped into our call. So everyone's on. The whole Mekan world is on tonight. So operator, perhaps we can open up the lines. What I want to do is perhaps if we have some questions for Roger, and maybe laterally, I'd love to hear some testimonials, what's happened for some people out there, if they've been taking this drink. That would be great to share with people how you've been drinking it. I know there's one of the things that maybe Roger can support me on here is that you can drink this hot. You're not going to lose any nutrient value by putting hot water. I know winter's here. A lot of cold climates are using this, so you can drink it hot or cold. We had a really great group of ladies phone a couple weeks ago who are having their Kenzen 10-4 tea party, and were about to throw some hot water in there and wanted to know if it was going to be ruined if they did so, but that's not the case. You can put hot water in and invite people around for a hot cup of 10-4 and see what they think. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Roger, that's okay, right? It's not going to hurt anything here.
I wouldn't use boiling water, but warm water and making a warm cup of tea is great. And you know what, Colleen, while you're waiting for questions, I'm going to tell my tea story, which I didn't tell. And it actually has something to do with this product, because it has to do with the Japanese culture, which is where matcha is from. You have to realize they are so particular about their tea. It's that they don't release that much tea out of the country. In fact, there's a law there. I don't know if it's changed, but this was back in the 90s when I experienced this. I used to do herbs for the Rolling Stones tour. In fact, I did all the herbs for Ron Woods for, I think it was 3 of his tours all over the world. I would package these boxes that could cost between $3,000 and $4,000. I had to give them their daily herbs, the herbs they took if they got the sniffles, if they got a sore throat, if they had a lung. Everything had to be covered by this box of herbs, right, with full on-page notes. And I would ship them to Mexico when they're in Mexico, and I gave them things to prevent parasites, and I would ship them to South America, and I would ship them all over the world to meet up with these tours all over. And every time I did it, I would put on the invoice tea, because every country just let tea in, right? They wouldn't do it if it was supplements or herbs. And so I had to ship a box to Japan, and you know what? Japan has a law that does not let tea into the country. You cannot import tea into Japan because they love their tea so much and they don't want anybody to disrupt their tea market. They want all the local farmers and everyone to be able to produce their specialty teas, and only Japan enjoy those specialty teas, right? So I didn't know this. So now I got the Rolling Stones a little miffed at me because they couldn't get their dang box out of customs, right? So I had to overnight them another box of stuff and wait for my other one to get back, right? Well, that was and I tell this story because Japan is so particular about the quality of things they make that they don't want anybody bringing in cheap, low quality stuff into their country to compete with something that they take so much time and so much pride to make. And that's, for example, matcha tea. They've been making that for 850 years the exact same way it's made today. And they don't want anybody bringing something into their country that's a cheap substitute for that and messing up their system. So I had to learn that by shipping herbs over there under the wrong label once. But
I'm sure nothing has changed there, Roger, at all, because not much does. And so it's a very, very old, ancient society. Japan, as beautiful as it is, but I don't think much will have changed.
No, nothing much changes with certain, which is great on a lot of levels with certain things.
Yeah.
I wish, that you keep traditional things the way they are,
Yeah.